Now, Bruce, I won't be more than 10 minutes, I promise you.
Even 10 minutes is a long time to be away from you.
What did you say?
Well,
Don't be shy, Bruce. I heard what you said, I just wanted to hear you say it again. Say it again, 'cause it wouldn't hurt to hear it twice.
Even 10 minutes is a long time to be away.
I don't know when my ex-husband said a thing so nice. You're not like him. You're a gent who always holds the door. Little things like that that I adore. I can't wait until they throw the rice tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't wait until...
Say it again, that you'll miss me when I leave the room.
I'll miss you when you leave the room.
I'll shout amen when I'm at the altar with my groom. So say it again, 'cause I like the way you spoil me, 'cause Walter never really spoiled me. So you can spoil me to kingdom come.
You know, I'd like to spoil him just once.
And hurt that pretty face of his? You know, maybe that wouldn't be such a bad idea at that. Just let him have it. Ugh, never mind. Forget Walter. I certainly have. From now on, everything will be swell. I can't wait for those church bells to knell.
Isn't that for funerals?
From now on, everything will be great. Tell that rat farewell. And he can go to hell. Good riddance.
That's a bit...
Say it again, 'cause to marry you makes common sense. Tell me again about the cottage and the picket fence.
You're going to absolutely love
Tell
Albany.
Tell me again that you'll be the sole breadwinner. How? I'll clean house and cook the dinner now. Let my housewife life commence.
Well, I'll be the sole
breadwinner. Say it again. Let my housewife life commence. Say it again.
Dad, you bet.